Welcome back, everybody. It's our last segment on this Wednesday. I'm so privileged and happy to be joined by our friend Charles Franklin, pollster from Marquette University Law School, and Professor Barry Burton of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Got to plug again. I got to go to both of these fine universities, so thank you both so much for what you do to educate young people in our Wisconsin communities. Professor Burton, I wanted to ask you about what I am terming conundrum number two. And that is, and as Professor Franklin rightly pointed out, Democrats, despite the fact that their policies writ large over the last 50 years, and you could go back to FDR and that entire period of time, the New Deal, if you will, that these policies help working people, that they're trying to increase access and opportunity. Setting aside the specifics, we're seeing drifts and a difficulty of Democrats not only to identify who's speaking for the party on a national platform, but what the hell is the party actually trying to say about the things that are consistently the most important to the vast majority of Americans, which, broadly speaking, is, are my kids going to do better than I am? Am I going to be able to retire? Do I feel like our economic system is working well for us? And that is where most Americans, correctly, in my opinion, as an economist, feel like they're getting screwed and it's not working well. But Democrats can't seem to capitalize on that. What's going on with conundrum number two?
Well, first, there's the communications problem I mentioned. There's no one speaking for the party. There's no agreement on who ought to be speaking for the party or who represents it. And the Democrats have been struggling since 2016 to figure out how to work in an environment where Donald Trump is on the other side. He is like a machine gun, you know, just sending things along in an unpredictable way all the time. And Democrats have not yet come up with a strategy that's been successful. You know, they defeated him at times, but how to offer alternative communication just has not come there. And it's surprising because Democrats, people on the left, agree on one thing. They all dislike Donald Trump an awful lot. Charles's polling will show that. I think his approval rating is in the single digits among Democrats, self-identified Democrats. So you would think that would bring the party together and make it easy for them to look past their differences. And there aren't a lot of differences. Democrats are in agreement on lots of things, but there are these few items, the war in Gaza, immigration, gender, trans rights issues that are dividing Democrats along some generational lines and to some degree along racial and ethnic lines. That was the issue that CJ mentioned at the end of his call. So it's created some cleavages and Democrats get tripped up on that and have trouble dealing with the internal divides and combating Trump simultaneously. It's just not working at the moment.
Here's my question. I have found it incredibly difficult to get Democrats to engage on this point with me. I want to have a discussion with them about, can Democrats say, here are the top three or four policy priorities. These are the things that we want defining that platform going forward for Democrats. These are the messages that are going to cut through. I think in addition to the problem of platitudes versus particulars, it's the plethora, right? If I'm going to lean into the alliteration, Democrats talking about all of the things all of the time at this very, very detailed level and missing the forest for all of the trees or the leaves. How have Democrats shown any aptitude for this, or is that simply a reflection of the lack of an agreed-upon national leader for the party?
Well, I think there is a push on the Democratic side of things to talk about these bread-and-butter issues, to criticize the administration for how it's handling inflation and kind of the basic living experiences of people. Now it's going to be the healthcare subsidies that are going to maybe expire, and people will be feeling that in a pretty direct way in the next couple of months if it happens. So That is one area where I think moderates and progressives, if you want to think of those as the two camps in the party or the young and the establishment, are in agreement that they missed the boat in communicating that when they were in office under Joe Biden. You remember the signature policy maybe of the Biden administration was the Inflation Reduction Act. So misnamed. It wasn't intended to do much about inflation. And then, of course, it failed to do anything about it since that was not its goal. And so Biden was blamed for that along with lots of other things. And I think Democrats seeing some of their working class base trickle away and facing this communication problem are likely to turn back in that direction to the bread and butter kinds of things, the minimum wage, healthcare, the old New Deal kinds of issues that have worked for them in the past.
Why has it taken so long to get that clarity for Democrats?
I don't know. I think it's some of it's the rise of these other issues, you know, Black Lives Matter and the fallout from the George Floyd incident and policing were dominating for a while. COVID was the issue for a couple of years. Donald Trump is always the issue for Democrats. The Gaza war has really divided the party in some important ways. So it's hard. And with no leadership to speak for the party at the moment, it's hard to keep all that together.
Charles, you're going to end our hour this afternoon. Professor Franklin, what trends are you seeing or consistencies in public perception of both Democrats and the MAGA movement, as well as Trump and some potential Democratic national leaders?
Yeah, I think one thing is the image of the parties have changed over time. If we go back to early polling in the 1950s, if you ask about the parties, the thing that people said overwhelmingly was the Democrats were for the working people, Republicans were for business. And that image of the parties came out of the 1930s and the New Deal. Democrats still get an advantage on that on things like Medicare and health care. But that broad image of the party as being for the working people just doesn't exist for the Democrats anymore. Instead, the image is much more shaped by, as Barry mentioned earlier, the groups, the individual groups, whether it's education or whether it's racial groups or whether it's gender groups. And that just doesn't have that broad appeal. Democrats are struggling to find a way to communicate to a broader audience than they are now what they're for and what they're not for. It's easy to say I'm against Donald Trump. That unifies the party, but it hardly convinces anybody that likes Donald Trump.
Professors, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. That's going to do it for me, folks. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together.